Hello, my name is Mylene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, wellness, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I'm featuring a snippet of my interview where I was interviewed by a vegan radio show host up in Canada, in the capital of Canada, Ottawa. Carolyn Harris is the host of Always for Animal Rights radio show and podcast, which airs on CKCU 93.1 FM, College Community Radio in Ottawa, Canada. And she interviewed me, and here's a little bit of it that I would like to share with you. This was published on the radio station's website and also on Carolyn's website, Always for Animal Rights radio show and podcast, published on January 5th, 2022. Also at the close of today's episode, I have an announcement from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022, also in Ottawa, Canada. So let's start with my interview. I'm very grateful with radio show host Carolyn Harris. Always for Animal Rights.
Hello, and welcome to Always for Animal Rights, Ottawa's first radio show dedicated to advocating for animal rights and veganism. I'm Carolyn Harris. This week, I am pleased to present my interview with the vegan radio show host, Marlene Nero. Marlene is the host of Vegan Nation, a vegan music and talk show that has been broadcast weekly at a community radio station in Worcester, Massachusetts, since 2015. In this interview, Marlene and I share our stories of how we started our vegan radio shows. And Marlene tells me about what led her to become a World Peace Diet facilitator. It was awesome to have the opportunity to speak with this dedicated, insightful, and courageous vegan activist. Here is the interview. Welcome to the show, Marlene.
Thank you very much, Carolyn, and thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah. So to start, can you please tell me a bit about yourself and the vegan advocacy that you do?
Thank you, Carolyn. Yes, I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts. That's in New England on the East Coast of the United States. And I have been doing this radio show, Vegan Nation, since 2015. And it's been my passion, and I'm very, very grateful for this community radio station to include Vegan Nation program within their program schedule, and also all the guests. And as you know, too, as a radio show host, there is so many really awesome vegan educators and chefs and activists worldwide. And I really enjoy your show very much, Carolyn. So I'm honored to be on your show, too. So, yeah, that's my advocacy is this spreading the benevolent and healthy and powerful, compassionate vegan message.
Yes, thank you. And I really love your show, too. You're doing great work. So I'd love it if you could tell me the story of how you started your radio show.
Okay. It was an intuitive hunch. So it was in 2014, I think it was around November, I was commuting into work and into the city, and I had on this radio station on my radio in my vehicle. And this community radio station has a variety of genres of music. And so I was just listening to the music, and on came an commercial or ad from the radio station asking if anyone would be interested in DJing a world music show. And I had this really strong intuitive hunch come over me right then that, wow, vegan music. There's so much great vegan music, as you know, because you play it on your show. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, wow, maybe they'll consider it. And so I was early enough. And so I stopped and I came in and I said, hi, I just heard your ad for that. And so I'm interested in talking about it. So anyway, it ended up becoming this Vegan Nation news and music show. So that's how that happened. And so that was the first Vegan Nation show was January 2015.
Mm-hmm. And so I think your show is on 91.3 FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's interesting because my show is on CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa.
Oh, that's great. 93.1 and ours is 91.3. Yeah. Yeah, so it's great that we're on air over the airwaves as well as being online, which mm-hmm. you are as well, too. So that's really great that we're able to reach a local community who's within that vicinity of those airwaves, as well as being able to reach worldwide with being online.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that we probably reach more non-vegans by being on the airwaves, and we probably reach more vegans by being online. Because, you know, if a vegan is interested in listening, but they don't live in the local area, then they're going to tune in online.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How about Always for Animal Rights radio show? How did that come into manifestation?
Well, I wanted to volunteer at CKCU because I had heard that people start shows at CKCU, and I really wanted to start a vegan radio show, but I wasn't sure if I would be allowed to. So, but I thought even if I can't do a vegan show, I would still like to volunteer at a radio station and be on the airwaves anyway. So I just went to a volunteer orientation, and then I was told I needed to take a training. So I did that. And at the end of the training, I asked the program director, so what do I do now? And he said, well, you can submit a show proposal if you want. And so I did. And it's this show, Always for Animal Rights. And it was accepted. So I'm really glad to have the opportunity to share the vegan message with the local community.
Yes. Thank you, sister. And that was very similar to me as well, right? We have a day captain. It's called the day captain who does the training. And so I was trained by the day captain and then submitted the proposal for Vegan Nation. Yep.
Yeah.
You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts on WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio. I'm sharing a snippet of my interview where a radio show host in Ottawa, Canada, Carolyn Harris, interviewed me, and her show is Always for Animal Rights on CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa, and our radio station, our community radio station, is 91.3 FM in Worcester, WCUW, and now we'll continue with this shortened version of our interview, and to hear the full interview where Carolyn interviewed me, you can visit her website, Always for Animal Rights radio show and podcast, as well as their radio station archives as well. So here's a continuation of the interview that Carolyn aired on January 5th, 2022.
So I think you promote the philosophy of deep veganism. Is that right?
Yes.
And so what is that?
So deep veganism is the philosophy of veganism that is holistic, number one, so that it is inclusive of all aspects of justice, compassion, nonviolence, and sovereignty. So it's not just only for animals, but it's also for humans, so the human animals as well. So as I see it, a lot of veganism with the focus has been in the wider community focused either on animals or health or the environment, which is great, but that's not the scope of veganism. So the scope of veganism is inclusive of all aspects to bring harmony and health for all individuals on this planet. And the other aspect of deep veganism is the boomerang effect. So I'd love to talk quite a bit about that. And so the boomerang effect is basically the principle called as we sow, we reap. Or also what we put out comes back. And so in order to really create a world of justice and harmony and egalitarianism and peace and freedom and health, that we need to extend that, we, humanity, need to extend that to the other animals. So as we go further into the program today, we can go more into depth on that if you'd like, because I really find that fascinating and I find it important.
Yeah. Yes, we will get back to that later for sure. So what does it mean to be a World Peace Diet facilitator? Because I think I read that you are one.
Yes. A World Peace Diet facilitator is an individual who has studied the philosophy of the World Peace Diet. So the World Peace Diet is a book that was written in 2005 by Dr. Will Tuttle. In addition to writing that book, he then started a program for people who would like to delve more into this philosophy of deep veganism and the principles in the World Peace Diet. And so I was fascinated with that, and I did take that training. And so that's why I am a World Peace Diet facilitator. And how that happened was in Worcester, we're very fortunate to have two Loving Hut vegan restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a national and international chain of restaurants, of vegan restaurants. And Worcester happens to have two of them. So I had gone into that restaurant to place my order, and they had a bookshelf with several books on it, and the World Peace Diet was one of those books. So as I was waiting for my order, I was flipping through the pages, and I thought, wow, this looks really great. So I bought the book and then learned about the online course that individuals who are interested in, again, helping to spread this message, which is basically just a benevolent vegan message of social harmony. I actually became a World Peace Diet facilitator before the radio show. And so I think that was maybe cosmically in line that I had then ended up with this opportunity to share the World Peace Diet message over the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org.
Airing weekdays from 1 until 2 p.m.
This is your very own Dr. G behind the microphone here at WCUW.org, streaming out across those interwebs and live 91.3 FM. Community radio serving Worcester and beyond. I'll be bringing you yet another patent-pending sonic thrill ride designed to have you prancing around your yurt while consuming your finest non-GMO and heirloom granola every Thursday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love, and I'll see you soon out there in the ethers.
Welcome back from the break. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. In this episode, I'm sharing a snippet of an interview where I was interviewed by another vegan radio show host, and that is Carolyn Harris in Ottawa, Canada. And her show is titled Always for Animal Rights, airing on CKCU, College Community Radio in Ottawa, Canada. So I thought I'd share my interview where Carolyn interviewed me, and here's the continuation of our interview. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Yeah, and so what is it about the World Peace Diet that speaks to you even more than perhaps other vegan books would?
I think it is that philosophy of the boomerang effect. Mm-hmm. And this relates to my activism prior to vegan activism for many decades, was that I started out with activism with the anti-war peace movement. And then it morphed into feminist activism, especially to help stop violence against children and women. Mm-hmm. And then as I
started thinking about all these things. When I read that book, it's like, yes, this goes to the root cause of everything. And so when we look at the militaries and the insanity of billions and trillions of dollars for weapons and bombs and landmines and just on and on, that's causing so much suffering to children and adults worldwide for centuries. And it's not stopping. All we're getting is more advanced technology for massive weapons. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we're obviously not advancing as humanity when it's just gotten even worse. And the same thing with the violence, with misogyny. It just keeps going on decade after decade. And so it's like, okay, we're not getting anywhere. And I feel that it's because we're not addressing the root cause. So it's the violence towards the other animals that 99% of humanity still chooses, and we can talk about that too, indoctrination, but I will say choose to participate in. And so it's not just the actions, but we're actually ingesting those vibrations. So I like to think of it with quantum theory or quantum science, that everything is vibrations and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just transfers. And so, as you know, as a vegan, that the violence towards the animals is massive every second, every day, everywhere, worldwide. And so all these vibrations of this energy of rape and betrayal, deception, exploitation, slavery, oppression, discrimination, it just keeps perpetuating. So I think for the majority of people don't see it, because we've been taught, being raised in this, unfortunately, being raised in a carnist paradigm on this planet, for many of us, for many years, we just don't see it. We don't make that connection. And that's what we're taught, is to disconnect with every meal. The rituals in every meal is disconnected. That who's on your plate, what they experienced, and would you want that done to you? So again, another way to deep veganism is the golden rule. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I find disconcerting, is when people will, the public in general, would say, oh, vegan activists, you just care about animals. It's like, no, it's not just about the other animals. It's about people. And so here in Massachusetts, you know, there's still the terrible violence towards young girls, especially, who were abducted and then found sexually abused and murdered. Mm. And even if it's 20 years ago, there's still posters up looking for the perpetrator. You know, have you seen this man? Please help find the killer. And that, to me, has been a big motivation for being a vegan activist, to stop that, so that all people, and especially children and especially young girls, since they're the target of a lot of perpetrators, that every girl deserves to be safe wherever she is, on her bike, walking in the woods, walking on a street. It doesn't matter where she is. She deserves to be safe. And I really believe that by co-creating a vegan paradigm on this planet, it will eventually create a world that is safe for all humans and non-humans.
Yeah. All right. So would you mind explaining the boomerang effect and maybe giving some more examples of how it works?
Yes. So the boomerang effect is basically as we sow, we reap. And mm-hmm. It can also be understood as the golden rule, that the golden rule is in reality a golden fact. So what we do unto others will be done to us. And I do have to say, though, that the boomerang effect, deep veganism, or also called authentic veganism, has a base of it that life is eternal. And so we can't just look at one individual life in one lifetime, that when we understand boomerang effect, it could be whenever, wherever, in the mystery of time and space. And so when we think of the boomerang effect, when I give some examples, somebody might say, well, geez, they're living a life and they haven't experienced any problems in life or any issues with anything that would involve, say, the vile actions of a communist paradigm on the planet, such as misogyny, slavery, oppression, violence, exploitation, or discrimination. So that one might say, well, the boomerang effect isn't real because they don't experience it. Well, maybe they don't experience it right now, but who knows in the future. And even if one person isn't, somebody somewhere on the planet is, who's a being, whether animal or human. And so another way of looking at it too is called biocentrism, and that in time the hunter becomes the hunted. And so it doesn't give an excuse of saying, well, look, at somebody's caused suffering, so they're going to suffer, that's it. It's like, no, veganism is compassion. So it's always having compassion for someone who's suffering, whether they're the cause of the suffering, and whether this lifetime or who knows, whatever influences of karma has affected them personally or collectively or group, because I believe that there's more than just a personal karma, that there's a collective karma too. So I do want to preface that about the boomerang effect, that it's inclusive and holistic. So it's really important to do our best to be practicing veganism, intentional harmlessness, normalized nonviolence, inclusive compassion, and non-discriminatory justice. So some examples might be betrayal. So we look at whether we feel we've been betrayed personally or whether we feel the collective masses have been betrayed by corporations or governments or anything, when you think of betrayal. But when we look at betrayal, that's a big part of animal agriculture, especially for those who say, oh, the problem is factory farms, which I don't agree with. It's exploitation and violence towards individuals, no matter what institution or setting they're in. And so especially when we look at betrayal for the what they label as humane, quote unquote, humane, or the welfare standards and things like that, that's all betrayal, that we're having an animal out in the field and then shipped onto a truck through betrayal. So for example, they'll say for a bovine, a cow, they've been free range, but they're still a slave. So it's still a problem anyway. But the point is that they're not confined in a 8x8 stall, not being able to move their whole life. So say they are actually out on the range free. One day they're going to be betrayed. So they trusted this person who was treating them nicely. Well, that's betrayal. And so then that energy of betrayal, especially as we consume it. So it's not just the action. It's everyone who's not a vegan is consuming those vibrations directly into the digestive system, into our cells, into our consciousness. And then the energy of betrayal manifests into society. Is also deception. When we look at hunting, for example, with all the things that are done in hunting, with the calls and the baiting. And so then we look at human life, the human arena, and we look at so many ways that people are deceived. And so that's when we start looking at deep veganism and looking at all the examples of the boomerang effect. Do you have any that come to mind for you?
Yeah, well, I would say all of the chronic health problems that so many humans in the Western world especially have nowadays, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, the animals who are exploited on farms, and also in vivisection labs are forced to develop diseases so that they can be more, quote, productive, unquote, for humans. For example, farmed animals are selectively bred to grow extremely large very quickly, so that they can be slaughtered at an earlier age, so that they can reach market weight at an earlier age. And in amongst humans, many humans who eat these animal products are overweight or obese. Humans are getting cancer and reproductive diseases. And look, in vivisection labs, animals are being intentionally given cancer and other diseases. And so, yeah, I do see some parallels there.
Yes.
Wow, spot on. Excellent. Mm. Yeah. Another one of the boomerang effect I see is misogyny. So when we look at whether the animals in the pharmaceutical laboratories or the lab animal breeding facilities, the research, the development, the production, the distribution of the pharmaceutical injections, et cetera, mm-hmm. or whether we look at animal agriculture in any aspect, whether it's the dead flesh industry or the dairy industry, which is basically the breast milk of slaves industry, mm-hmm. or the ovumenstrual secretion industry, which is eggs of the hens, all of that comes first from misogyny. Because if we actually respected females and the divine feminine, females of any species would never be exploited for their reproductive power and their reproductive abilities. Mm. And the individuals whom they give birth to would never be considered property of humans to do whatever they want to do with them, whether it's experimenting on them, putting their ingredients in injections, whether it's consuming them directly or consuming the female's reproductive secretions, again, the breast milk and the ovulatory menstrual secretions, the eggs and the dairy. And so I see the base is misogyny, which, of course, was the subjugation of women, the exploitation of women, and the slavery of women. And so to me, it's very clear that it is rooted in a carnist culture, meaning carnist, meaning non-vegan. And whether it's, again, experimentation on the animals in laboratories, which is military laboratories, chemical laboratories, pharmaceutical laboratories, etc., or whether it's in animal agriculture. And so when we see misogyny still going on in 2021, I think it's, again, coming back to the kindest nature of humans and that we're not addressing the root cause. And I think we can really create an egalitarian and peaceful and beautiful paradigm on this planet as we veganize it.
Mm-hmm. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. That was a recording of an interview where a radio show host in Canada, Carolyn Harris, interviewed me. So I thought I'd share that with our listeners. And to listen to the full interview, you can visit Carolyn's website, Always for Animal Rights radio show and podcast with Carolyn Harris. Her vegan radio show airs on CKCU in Ottawa. And here's an announcement from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022, also in Canada.
We're looking for a couple more people to join Team Vegan here. So I'm going to put the call out. If you are vegan, you're in Ottawa, you're going to be in Ottawa, you want to do what I did, be your eyes on the ground, walk around, report the truth of the situation, talk to people, hit us up, message the page, we'll get you on as an editor, get you on Team Vegan, all right? And we'll keep this going. Jason, you remember from the beginning of the week, he is going to be back out here Thursday, continuing the live stream coverage from Thursday right through the weekend. And hopefully, we're going to get a couple people signed up tonight, tomorrow, and the coverage is going to be able to continue right through the week and then forward as this progresses. So if you're interested, hit us up. Let's keep this going. Let's make Canada tolerant again. Let's roll.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at wcuw.org/community and also vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. And let's go out with more of the beautiful piano music by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. This is To Be Free. Also, much thanks to Carolyn Harris of Always for Animal Rights radio show and podcast for inviting me to be a guest on her show, which I shared a snippet of the recording of our interview. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.